Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
See, I just said nothing to Brad. It didn't mean nothing.
But it was a question mark afterwards. Nothing?
Yeah. So that's okay.
No. Well, let's ask Brad.
No. I want to get to this. There's a big story today, the big report. It's a 67-page report that was going to be released from RFK Jr. has been in hearings and stuff. He's been participating in a lot of findings that he has had in his first. He probably hasn't been 122 days in an office because he wasn't confirmed that fast.
He's probably not at 100.
Could be. But the findings of what RFK Jr. has been researching, trying to look for. I've said this before. I'm curious what you guys think about this. This is the place where I feel like I have the absolute least information going in and the most curiosity to find out what comes out.
Yes. Although the FBI and the DOJ, I don't know what they're doing either. Although I got a lot more information, like where's this and where's that. You're right. With RFK, I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, and I'm really interested to find out what it is.
President Donald Trump's Make America Healthy Again Commission released its anticipated report assessing chronic diseases that have gripped United States youths in recent years, pinning blame for a spike in childhood issues on a host of variables stretching from ingesting foods with added chemicals, to an increase in prescribing pharmaceuticals to young kids. So this report coming out today had highlights of an array of things. So that was a Fox News report that I was just reading from. I'm going to read you a Maya Goldman Axios report. It says five key takeaways from the MAHA Commission report. Isn't like this, the whole thing is wrapped around longevity. And there's an entire concept that has been introduced by RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement, which says, I don't know that it's been introduced, but they've been the champions of it, that Big Pharma runs a messaging campaign. And the idea that I have gleaned from it as a student of what is being of happening, I don't have any expertise in this, and I don't have this. This is all much more new to me, which is we have a Big Pharma system that keeps you sick so that they can treat your symptoms. And it never really makes you more healthy. It just makes you potentially have to suffer the consequences of your sickness less when you pay for their product. And they definitely, I don't even know how much I should say about this because I'm saying it out of ignorance. I don't know that this media platform radio is as subsidized by Big Pharma as the cable news networks. But you can't watch, I'm looking at our TVs in our room right now to see if it's happening right now, but you can't really watch a commercial break without some sort of like, do you have this? Have you been experiencing that? Mm-hmm. Take this drug. Ask your doctor about blah, blah, blah.
Jardiance is really swell.
Well, you just called out a specific one. But it ends with like, may cause death. And I'm like, I don't know. is this a solution? I don't know. So here's the key takeaways according to this Axios report. And I feel like the MAHA thing is the most interesting just from a 30,000 foot political view, because this is a different in the Venn diagram world of Kamala Harris affection. The MAHA people are not in the Democrat circle or the Republican circle. It's a third circle. And the question is, do they lean more into the Democrat side? Do they lean more into the Republican side? That makes sense why Jillian Michaels was at the press briefing today. It was because of this report. Gosh, if she would have been there when I was there, you would have seen the goofiest looking smile on my face the whole time I was in there.
Would you have had enough confidence to talk to her?
If she would have been in there, yeah. I have this thing where I like have an out-of-body experience where I'm like, you have to do it, you can't. This is like the Blue Angels thing. You have to go do it. You could totally screw it up, but if you don't try right now, you'll always regret it. So I will go up and like offer a compliment or something and then quickly understand if they're like, I don't need to talk to you. Then I take the hint.
I love your sweater.
top five takeaways according to this Axios report. So not a Fox News report. Wanted to go to somewhere that wasn't like just, you know, I'm not throwing Fox News under the bus. I almost said bridge.
Don't throw them under the bridge.
I had this whole thought in my mind that was like, why would you throw somebody under a bridge? That wouldn't even make sense. And I'm like, oh, it's because it's not the phrase.
That's right.
That'll happen in about 1.5 seconds in my brain. Here are the key takeaways according to Axios. Ultra-processed foods, the commission in the first and longest section acknowledges that popular snacks and beverages save Americans time and money, but cites research and suggests ultra-processed foods are linked to chronic diseases and says children need more whole foods. Kennedy said, I think everybody wants to prioritize the ultra-processed food crisis and try to reduce our reliance on ultra-processed foods and try to improve the quality of the food. You know, it's important to remember that a lot of the foods that we eat that are ultra-processed are less so in other countries. Same company, same product, different recipe, and it's existing in other places. It could exist here. This has got it. This to me, is this not at minimum an 80-20 issue? Who's out there like, I will eat ultra processed food and my favorite flavor is red dye number 4?
It's weird because you have people who just distrust Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So I think they probably are okay with the overall goal, but they don't like him.
Well, that's the same as Trump.
And that's the same as Trump.
But I mean, I don't know how many people would take the time to actually advocate for ultra-processed foods. You can look at any food. I don't have any food around me right now. You guys have any food around you? I don't have any food around me to like read the label, but everything has got stuff in it that you can't pronounce. And it's like, does that really need to be in there? I don't think that stuff's going to go away. And I don't know how much government involvement is causing that stuff to be in there or not to be in there. That's kind of the interest that I have right now, is how is he going to, if we're like regulation, regulation, regulate now. I'm sitting here thinking, but we had a major effort against nicotine at one time. We've regulated how people can consume alcohol because the stuff is bad for you. So yeah.
It's not that we want more regulation. It's that you don't want the people who control the industries also controlling the regulation.
Number 2, chemical exposures. Potential toxins in the environment are a big concern, but the Trump administration is treading lightly. Farm groups are worried ahead of the report's release that it would target pesticides like glyphosate, which are widely used in agriculture. The report says American farmers rely on these products, and actions that further regulate or restrict crop protection, tools beyond risk-based and scientific processes set forth by Congress, must involve thoughtful consideration of what is necessary for adequate protection, alternatives, and cost of production. I do think that a huge key in this is going to be like, let's potentially create an environment where alternatives can exist and people can have choice. Number three, more gold standard science. This is where I think we really need to understand, because right now, Big Pharma, they know what they know. They know what they're doing. We don't know. We've been eating this stuff, honestly, as kids born in the 80s, our whole lives. I think it's gotten worse in our lifetime, but our parents and our grandparents grew up with food that came from the farms that they were living on. Fresh foods, if you went to the supermarket, it was locally sourced. They lived a different experience. Like, if you go to Europe, you can eat the same kind of foods over there that you eat here. They're made differently. They're healthier. So gold standard science to me is going to empower American individuals to have scientific information that suggests, you know, red dye number 5 is bad. But why? What is red dye? If I'm like, no, I love maraschino cherries. If I decide to eat that, what is that doing to my body? And give me the scientific evidence to prove it. The report also portrays research on chemical exposure and chronic disease as a necessary competitive advantage for the United States. Understanding potential links between chemical exposure and chronic illness cannot happen through a European regulatory system that stifles growth. Rather, it should happen through science done by the federal government and, quote, through unleashing private sector innovation. And if you were listening yesterday, that sounds like our conversation with Senator Talent, where we need to let the private sector, in this case, literally cook. Number four, overuse of medicine. The commission calls out kids over-medicalization and continues to cast doubt on childhood vaccines. It cites a 1,400% increase in antidepressant prescriptions for American adolescents between 1987 and 2014, as well as increased prescribing of stimulants, antibiotics, and asthma drugs. Long-term research on the impact of commonly used drugs for kids is limited, but there are, quote, contributory human data that raise important questions, end quote, about antidepressant stimulants and other treatments, the report says. The commission also questions the current U.S. childhood vaccine protocol and says vaccines would benefit from, quote, more rigorous clinical trial designs. Vaccines are already studied in large trials and subject to ongoing safety surveillance. For instance, lots of antidepressants being prescribed to kids, lots of stimulants being prescribed to kids, lots of conditions that kids have that have a medicinal solution that your pediatrician can give you. Let me just say for a second, maybe kids are more depressed. Maybe kids are more distracted. Maybe it has to do with the food they're eating. Maybe it has to do with the lifestyles they're living. As children, pre-internet children that all of us in this room were, our childhoods do not look the same as my kids' childhood. The access to stimulus that my children have without ever leaving the house, it's mind-blowing. Do you remember sitting at home, like in the summer? TV sucks during the day. You get past The Price is Right, and it's like, what do you even do with yourself? We gonna take a nap? So you went outside and you played. What did you play? I don't know. Some crap you made up that afternoon, and you'd go make up something the next day. But you went outside, you got vitamin D, you exercised, you were mobile, you energized and utilized your imagination and your brain, and you did that until mom and dad got home from work, or until you had to go to the next thing. You maybe came home when it was dark. Kids don't do that today. What do? They sit and they look at screens, and oftentimes they look at social media that tells them that they're not as good as the people who they're seeing. As an adult who will scroll through social media, I will look at other people's lives and realize subconsciously I have, for however long I've been scrolling, comparing my life to the people whose lives I'm consuming. I don't hate those people. I don't dislike those people. But I realize after going for a while, I'm like, I don't really feel better for having been here and done this. And our kids are doing that in their formative years when, gosh, you guys, middle school is the suckiest time of your life without the internet. And then you put in you never unplug these kids from communicating with one another. Everybody is always at the ready to be communicated with. And if it's always possible for children to be talked to by their friends, that means if they're not being talked to by their friends, at any point in their waking day, they are wondering to themselves why that is. If they're constantly plugged in, how is it that that these kids can go outside and play in the dirt or go be in a place where they might be able to get in a little good trouble. Does all of that lead to the point where the kids are like, gosh, I just feel really sad a lot and I'm tired and I can't pay attention to things? It's because we're not our brains are turning to mush. I feel that in my own life, and I got a lot going on to juggle. So I think that it's like, I want to know how much is our food system kicking our butts. I want to know that. Like, how much is it setting us back? But it might be if, you know, we're facing, I think adults certainly have stressors and anxiety and stuff that they're medicating. How much of that adults are facing, but also that kids are facing, what percentage of it is the chemicals we're putting in our body that are altering the vaccines that maybe we're taking, the COVID one included? How much is that chemically altering our body and our ability to function the way God made us to function? And how much of it is the fact that we have gotten so apathetic about using our bodies and our brains to play, to have fun, to exercise? And, you know, I'm not talking, like, if you think about exercise, like, a lot of people will be like, oh, I was on the treadmill and you watch an hour of Real Housewives or an hour of the cable news, your favorite cable news primetime show or something like that. Like, that's not exercise. That is torture. To stand on a treadmill to go literally nowhere while you consume a screen, just go walk outside in the sun for 10 minutes. Isn't that going to do you as much, if not more, good than being inside a room slaving away day after day on a treadmill? Like, we're just so upside down. We're subsidizing our laziness with media. And by media, I mean like a medium, a screen, a TV in a gym, or you've got your phone on you and you're texting while you're taking a walk or something like that. It's like, how much good does it do you to walk outside in the sun? And I'm going to say it, raw dog, that walk. Every time I do this, guys, listen, it's a new phrase. It's a new trendy phrase that the kids are saying on their crappy social media platforms.
It means naked.
No.
don't do that.
No, it doesn't.
That's how you go to jail.
That's not it. It means something else, but it also means something else.
I misunderstood.
Google it on your computer.
Raw dog walking.
Just think about the way God made us to be. We have run away from that, hidden in a cave, but we're okay because we are playing Candy Crush.
The internet agrees with you.
I know, of course it does.
Raw dogging a walk in this context means completing a walk without the typical buffers or conveniences such as music, podcasts, or fitness trackers. Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, it doesn't like, people are like, that's not what it means. And I'm here to say what you think it means is not the only thing. I'm not saying you're wrong about what you think that phrase means. I'm just saying it now means more things than that.
Yeah, but you know who told me that? The internet. And you just told me that the internet is evil. So it doesn't mean anything.
Well, just more proof that what I say isn't always what I mean.
Fine.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Nothing. Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Like the next segment? No, that's Trisha's.
These are callbacks that if you're listening right now, you're like, what are they doing?
This is the weirdest
argument
I've ever heard.
They're saying non-sequitur things.
All things women say, and do they really mean what they say? I say it depends on the context. We're going to get Trisha in here. Annie, are you okay? Next on the Annie Fry Show, at the 2:45 segment, we are going to discuss the YouTube live chat poll. We need your comments. Is Joe Biden a victim? Is it even possible that he is a victim? Janine commented, I want to say yes and no. It is more complicated if you think about it a little bit. Trisha, get in here. We'll be right back.
I love you, Red Solo Cup.
This is the Annie Fry Show. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Trisha.
Hey.
Hi.
It's me, Ryan.
Crew. Hey, crew.
Hey.
Ryan, crew member.
Hi.
Member Ryan.
Hi, Annie. Newspaper summer book list recommends non-existent books. The content distributor Features says it has fired a writer who used AI to produce a story on summer reading that contained books that do not exist.
The good news here is that somebody read it and realized it.
Yeah, because that's happening everywhere, isn't
it? If you put something out that's AI and it's got a bunch of nonsense in it and nobody ever tells you, like if you published it.
That's a bit embarrassing.
Then you're like, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Well, this list appeared in Sunday's Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer before somebody caught it. More than half of the books on the list were fake, and the author admitted to using AI and not double-checking. Annie, are you okay with book club?
Book clubs?
Yeah.
For other people, yes.
You wouldn't be in a book club? Summer reading club?
Do I have to read?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to read and talk about what you read about.
Share your feelings about it.
Guys. Yeah, go ahead.
You should read some of the books that are in that article.
Half of them.
There are 50% of those that I would commit to. No. Guys, okay, listen. There are book club people, and there are not book club people. And I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but it should be pretty easy to understand which one of those.
You have time.
With all your downtime.
No. Let's pretend for a second, because that's all I have, that I had time. I'd rather not. I'd rather sleep. or watch a movie or sit outside or do manual labor. There is zero about a book club that interests me. What? Were you going to say something?
No, I was just wondering what you thought about the book Where the Red Fern Grows.
I did read. That's one I read.
Oh. I had to read that one, too.
Very sad.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know that I've ever actually read it. The only ones I read in high school were 1984 and Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, yes. It's a moment. It's like that's a fork in the road for most people. Yeah. Freshman year. Great conversation, guys.
More than half.
We're good at this.
Would you be in a book club?
I don't know. If I had a ton of time, I don't think I would.
So don't judge me. Why don't you want, judge me? I know. Why would you not want to be in a book club?
It sounds kind of boring. It sounds like people talking about their feelings, even though I know that's not what it is. It's people talking about the book. But I don't know.
It sounds like class to me, and I'm over that. Brad, book club?
No, it would be like lit class all over again.
Trish?
Yeah, I think they're great.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Are you in one?
I was for a while, but I wasn't attending the meetings frequently enough, so I got kicked out. No, because they
Did you get kicked out of book club?
It demanded.
Go on.
I did actually get kicked out of book club.
They told you couldn't come back?
It demanded. They just quit inviting me.
Do you want to be in? Do you want to be? How about, I feel sorry for you, you can be in our book club.
Thank you so much.
Also, you're breaking the first rule of book club.
Talking about
book club? Don't talk about book club.
Yeah. I thought it was not going.
But there is a book club at my local library that I want to go to.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think they're cool.
Is it because it's a particular book, or is it just that you like the idea?
It's because I've already read the book they're doing this month.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like easy. More than half of parents still help adult children financially. That's according to a survey of 1,001 U.S. parents conducted by Savings.com. 83% of those polled contribute to their adult kids' monthly groceries. 65% that is, help with cell phones.
Does that mean paying for them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I am on my mom's phone plan. She has a sweet deal. She tells us every month how much we owe, and I pay her back.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count.
That's not the same.
No.
I'm paying
no.
my mom instead no. of paying
We do the same
T-Mobile.
Thing.
Yeah,
same exact thing, but we pay him back. So
you're on our family plan. That tracks.
Yeah. Your dad invited me.
Plan is sweet.
Big fan,
Dad.
You know who would be great on our phone plan? You know Ryan Wiggins from Annie's show. Let's invite him.
I believe
it. That was kind of an impersonation of your dad that wasn't very good.
Yeah, that's exactly how he doesn't sound. Okay, so here's another question. You're going to take out a loan for a car,
mm-hmm.
and your parents can loan you the money. They've got it. They can loan it to you. They're going to charge you less interest or maybe no interest, and they're happy to help. Does that qualify for what they're saying here?
No.
You're paying them back mm-hmm. over time.
No, that does not count.
Okay. This is them buying your groceries because you're a loner bum.
This is... I don't know if I go that far.
You losers!
This is saying the average...
I'm talking in code.
Mm-hmm. The average support like per adult child was $1,474 a month, up 6% compared to last year. So of these people polled, no, this isn't like a loan or get a good deal because you're sharing a plan situation.
This is you wanted beans and fudge bars, and you're like,
Dino nuggies.
You were a total bum about it.
I think that I would... my goal as a parent, I will say even as a grandparent, would be to be able to help my children and grandchildren. But that's not in place of their
being self-sufficient.
Independence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I think that our generation specifically has been labeled as like these freeloaders that don't have a work ethic or whatever. It's fun now that Gen Z is like in the workforce because millennials are kind of off of that now. So it's like, okay, now we can crap on the Gen Z, which the Gen Z people I know, they're good workers. Mm-hmm. But I think that this freeloading idea that is commonplace right now is, it makes it hard to, like, if you have parents or grandparents that want to help pay for maybe some college or help send a kid to a camp or something like that, that you should be able to take that. And if that's what they want to do to help, that's fine. But they can't take the place of you contributing to society and making a paycheck. Maybe your paycheck doesn't go as far as you need it to do. But if you're working your butt off, I think anything that any type of familial help, that's what we need in the country. Is if you need help within your family financially, instead of going to the government and taking money out of my family when I don't know who you are, if you have family help that can be provided, that is actually where it should come from. And your family can judge whether you're a loser bum and I mean, subsidize your
you
life.
You say that, but there's two words that would change your mind, and that's game genie. If you got Game Genie, you can put that on all your Nintendo games. You can play them all over again.
That it's like a deep cut.
Completely new game.
If I had a trillion guesses as to what you were going to talk about, I would need a trillion and one for a shot at saying Game Genie.
We needed just a couple more years on the family basement to figure out how to beat all these games.
If
now
you
that
start
I got the
living
Game
in
Genie.
My dad's basement...
The invitation is not there. I want you to know that. But if it is, I would talk to Katie about it.
Look how much money we could save.
You would talk to your wife.
I would talk to my wife about living in your parents' basement.
Because Katie is also my sister's name.
Right.
Why are you talking to her? She's going to be like, who are you? What are you doing? This is Brian. Who?
She's just a friend.
Can I live in mom and dad's basement?
We're basically family.
Hey, it's me, Wiggins. So, Annie, are you okay with parents helping adult children financially?
Yes. And it's up to, I mean, it's if it's their money and they want to subsidize their bum of a kid, I'd rather it come from their money than mine. Mm. It's up to you. It becomes my problem when maybe the bummification of people is genetic and everybody's leeching off of other people's families who are making money. Okay, Annie. Said what I said.
California man who used underwater scooter in lake to try to evade arrest finally pleads guilty to fraud. The arrest took place in...
Underwater scooter.
Yeah, this one's a little convoluted. Bear with me here.
Okay.
The arrest took place in November 2020 when the man led them on a car chase before dumping his vehicle and fleeing into a lake with a Yamaha sea scooter. He spent some time...
Yamaha! Absolutely not.
He spent some time out of sight where law enforcement could only see bubbles.
This is a cartoon.
Is the fraud that it didn't work and
no,
he died?
And like, then not just bubbles
stopped.
But there was also this strange white red striped straw that was sticking out while he was going and going.
It's a periscope with an eye.
That's how you breathe when you're moving through the reeds in a lake in a cartoon.
Oh, we all know.
Yeah.
We all know exactly what you're talking about.
And when you use the periscope, it's actually your eyeball at the top.
That's right. Yep. That's how it works.
So I approve. This is great.
He emerged about 20 minutes later and was arrested because they could follow him. He was only able to go about 4 miles per hour, so they just watched him go around this lake. Now he's pleading guilty to money.
I wouldn't stop him. Wouldn't you want to be like, let's see how this turns out?
Yeah, especially in a lake. Well, if it was a river, I'd be like, uh-oh.
These problems might resolve themselves.
In a lake, you just watch it. You just watch it happen. It's not a big lake.
It's a pond.
So now he's pleading guilty to money laundering and witness tampering in connection with a $35 million investment fraud scheme.
Whoa, the crimes just got very different.
He's a bad criminal all around.
Sounds like James Bond.
Caught. Annie, are you okay with water skiing?
No. No. Do you know why? I've told this story before. The last time I went skiing, and I've never successfully skied.
Water skiing or regular skiing?
I've never gone snow skiing, not interested in that.
It's not great.
Threat to gravity,
yeah,
either.
It's not great.
I was trying to water ski. My husband's family, they would boat. And they had a boat. And when I first started dating them, they had a ski boat. We would go to Arkansas. Beautiful lakes down there. Beautiful area. They were skiers. And Jared was a really good skier. It was super annoying. And so they're like, oh, Annie, let's go ski. I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah, I can do this. It's not easy to ski. To water ski. It's
nope.
You gotta like learn how to get on the skis and keep your balance and all that stuff. So it's gonna take a little bit to try to figure that out, right?
And those boat people, I'm sorry to interrupt, those boat people think you should just know. They're like, get on out there.
Yeah, those boat people. My family's listening right
really
now.
Far
going,
away,
I love you guys, but everybody thinks everybody can ski.
Well, my father-in-law was driving the boat and he was probably the nicest to me. But there is always this like maniacal chuckle that was taking place before you'd start off. And everybody knows the boat driver maniacal chuckle, especially if there's a tube connected to the boat, which I would do tubing. That's a whole different story. I'm laying there in Lake Wachita, I think, in Arkansas. Skis up, skis out, put them in a V, holding on, getting ready to say go. And while I'm just floating there in the water, something slithered up my entire leg, up my head, and I go, go! And they start going, so naturally, I don't know what I'm doing. I go forward from, like, sitting back to forward, dragging behind the boat, away from whatever the hell that thing was.
Manatee.
And I never, it was, yeah, if it were a manatee, we would have been friends. That was not a manatee. No, no, no. That was Methuselah or something under the water in this lake. The amount of things that that could have been sliming up my leg.
Nope.
I am never getting in a lake again.
Mm-mm.
No. I love being on the lake. I love being in the boat on the lake. Mm-hmm. There is no more of that. I had my, that no. I dragged behind that boat, I don't know how long, but it might have been hundreds of yards. Get me out of here. Just take it right, take the
wait,
boat.
Wait, you were not on your skis.
No,
you were
I was just, dragging you were behind dragging. The boat.
Just hanging onto the rope.
They're to like, get away from a cute dolphin, which were, is what that was.
They were like, let go! And I'm like, I can't!
It's out here! I'm not alone!
It's too dangerous!
I can't do it! Faster!
And that was the last time. That I tried to ski.
It's probably just a little moss on a log or something.
False. No, it was like
really
went past me. Yeah,
did it bite you?
No,
was it a jellyfish?
But that's because I got out of the way because I did the smart thing and I held on for lots of time.
I always just assume it's a jellyfish and then I treat it as such.
Lake Wachita in Arkansas.
I'll go around to people on the beach and just ask them if they were stung by a jellyfish just so I can help.
Jet skiing, super fun. Won't get in the water to get on the jet ski. Have you ever tried to get on the jet ski? Have you ever tried in the middle of a lake to get on a jet ski with three people, of which the other two are your siblings? We almost died that day at the hands of each other. And I remember my parents were in the boat like, there's really no way to help them.
No, there's nothing you can do.
Which one? It's like they start casting lots and taking bets like, who's going to come out of this? That was a rough day. If they heard this, they would know. They know exactly what I was talking about. Jet skiing, fun. Not getting in the water to do
water
it.
Water skiing.
I went snow skiing twice in high school. Both times I thought I was awesome.
Dolphins?
Looked back at the pictures, and I was surrounded by dolphins.
Uh-huh. It's really weird.
Yeah.
This was in the 70s.
This was bad. You know, this was the late 60s.
A lot of mushrooms involved in this.
We were listening to the Doors. And I was like, dang, I am skiing.
Dolphins, have you seen?
I think we were in Florida. And I was like, this is the best snow I've ever seen.
Snow.
The actual story is that I would look back at the pictures from that trip and think, oh, man, I looked awesome because I was going off ramps and stuff. And I looked back at some
they
of the ramp pictures.
Of you.
I was just going over hills. But I felt awesome. It felt like I was conquering the mountain.
Sometimes that's enough. Trisha, thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was a good one.
That's been fun.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will discuss, is Joe Biden a victim? Yes, possibly, or no? Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Back in a minute.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, so the YouTube live chat poll for today is Joe Biden a victim? Ryan, you said at the beginning of the show that you thought this was an interesting question.
It is an interesting question because you can interpret it a lot of different ways. Here is the way that I would answer this question. Is Joe Biden a victim? Let's go back 10 years, 15 years, when Joe Biden had more of his faculties. If you had approached him then and said, look, here's the deal, my man. You are going to start to really lose your mind. You're going to get dementia or whatever the diagnosis is, but you're not going to have it. But you will be the president. Basically, everybody else around you will be running it, though. Would you take it? I really believe he would say, well, if all things being equal, if I have to be, you know, in that situation, yeah, I'd still take it, even though I'm not running things. That, to me, is who Joe Biden is at his core, and therefore he is not a victim. I think he would be okay with this circumstance.
You think he'd be okay being...
the puppet.
The puppet. Mm.
Yes.
I couldn't disagree more.
Okay.
I think that who Joe Biden at his core and what he is concerned about is his family name and his legacy. Now, there's a whole bunch of slimy stuff that goes underneath it, but he wanted to keep that name and legacy shiny and amazing.
Well, let me interrupt here, Ryan. What do you think that his legacy is now?
Well, his going into it, he wouldn't have known that his legacy would become this.
No, I'm not asking about that. I'm saying right now, May 2025, what's his legacy?
Failed president. Mm. However, his motivation to me would still be that, yeah, but I get to be president. And that would be enough for him to say, that's a fantastic legacy.
I think it's also the head of a disaster of a family. I would add that on to there. And I think he would hate that so much. I would vote yes on this poll. I think he is a victim. I think you can want something so bad that you allow yourself to be taken advantage of. And I think people all around him took advantage of him, from Jill to Hunter to the people that were in the administration that were actually running the administration, even if those are some of the same people. I think that, like Will Chamberlain said, he didn't have his faculties. He didn't know how bad he was. So he thought he was in charge. He thought he was in control, but he wasn't actually anywhere in control. And, you know, you get that Jill Biden, what she do? She puts her hand on his arm and... it's all right, Joe. You get that hand on his arm, and he's like, I'm doing a good job. And then they go do whatever they want on the back end. Mike Johnson talked about that, how he had to show Joe Biden what the executive order actually was, because he didn't believe that's what the order was when he signed it. Stopping natural gas shipments or something along those lines. I think that he was taken advantage of. I don't have sympathy for him, but I definitely think that his life caught up to him and he took advantage of people his whole life and now people took advantage of him.
My whole life, I've been hearing people talk about Carter's presidency and how he was the worst president ever. I also have heard people say that they thought Jimmy Carter was a good person and that his policies were so terrible for the country. We had a comment here. Just let me pull that back up. Doug said, Biden is both a terrible politician and a terrible person. And then another comment here. Let me find it. I should have highlighted it. The idea of what his legacy is. Frank says he will go down as the worst and most embarrassing president in United States history. And I think that saying the word embarrassing in there really keys in on what the Biden legacy is going to be. Because Jimmy Carter... This is my assessment. Molly's favorite question to ask people right now is, who was president when you were born? I have four kids. They were all born during Democratic presidencies. You'd have thought I would have hit Trump in there somewhere. Nope. Evelyn was born in May of 2016. She's like, but it's 2016. I'm like, just you can think whatever you want to think. But if you I wasn't alive during the Carter years. It's only something that I've been able to hear other people talk about or read about. And when Joe Biden... When his presidency wraps and you look that he was his presidency, let's say it this way, his presidency was more effective at advancing the far left progressive agenda. In you might say that he was more successful in the fundamental transformation of the United States. His administration was more successful at that potentially than even Obama. When you calculate in that. That the only way that they could get this done was to elect somebody who was on his way to being senile, who was sick, who in the debates was obviously not within his, you know, the mental capacity that you would hope that somebody in that position would have. Not even close. Not even close. He said weird things, but the other true tell sign of where he was mentally, he used emotion and like faux rage to try to affect his points. If you think about Donald Trump when he's speaking, whether he's making jokes, making fun, talking about something serious, he's always Donald Trump about it. He doesn't look into the camera and shake his finger at people and get mad at them. He doesn't use emotion to make points or to get things done. He figures out what needs to be done and then he tries to make a plan to get there. Everything Joe Biden did in his presentation as a president, as limited as it was, when people would ask him questions that were challenging in any way, shape, or form, he insulted people. He was actually mean to people who were asking him questions. Like the old, you know, when people talk about the get off my lawn guy, you have a picture of like an old guy who's sitting on his porch in his plaid shirt and suspenders, shaking his cane at the kids who accidentally stepped on their lawn when they, you know, stopped their bike and their foot. Get off my lawn, kids. Rah, 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 rah. That's really what Joe Biden was. Nobody's going to the guy sitting on his porch yelling, get off my lawn to like, how should we handle the conflict in the Middle East? Nobody's doing that. So I think possibly Joe Biden is a victim here. Just because he's a victim, that doesn't negate any sort of participation that he has, any sort of responsibility that he bears, consequence that he might have to face in the future. People talk about, and I have been saying for a very long time, that what Jill Biden has done here is, if she was a willful, knowledgeable participant in this, that to me is treasonous. That she participated in this for some sort of fantasy that she had. She was willing to put the country at risk for this. Villain number one. I think it's possible that Joe Biden has been a victim here, but not one in any way, shape, or form that lets him off the hook. Do you want to answer this real quick?
Possibly.
Possibly?
I would stick into possibly for that reason. It doesn't excuse the decisions and the way he went about some things, but I think you said it really well right there. 252 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Was Joe Biden a victim? Pretty well split apart today. 19% say yes, 27% say possibly, and 54% say that no, he was not a victim.
I was watching this as the show was going on, and for a while, no was 49%, and I thought it was interesting, and that's the way it kind of shook out. It's about half and half. Thanks for being here. Don't go away. Mark Reardon's next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.